As followers of Jesus Christ, we strive to follow his example, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, and advocating for the poor and marginalized. Jesus also gave us an example of how to take care of our mind, body, and spirit. He took long walks with friends. He immersed himself in scripture and prayer. And when things got too hectic, he withdrew to a quiet place and cared for his soul. The Prayers of Selah podcasts are 7 days of care for your mind, body, and spirit. The word Selah appears frequently in the Psalms, and opinions differ as to its meaning. Many agree it is a signal, a reminder to pause and reflect. In each of these 7 podcasts, we'll share a portion of a psalm, then provide a short meditation with invitations for you to ponder silently on questions we highlight. Not surprisingly, we will include quiet times for you to reflect on what you've heard. Coincidentally, when the word Selah is translated from Arabic, the English word that's used is connection, a word very familiar to United Methodists. We hope in each of these podcasts you will find connection to God, to your soul, and to the blessings God's love has brought into your life.
Today's reading comes from Psalms 32, verses 1 through 7. Happy are those whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Happy are those to whom the Lord imputes no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. While I kept silence, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of the summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not hide my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let all who are faithful offer prayer to you. At a time of distress, the rush of mighty waters shall not reach them. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with glad cries of deliverance. The psalmist writes, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Pause for a moment and ponder the power of guilt. What comes to your mind? In my mind, I see a scene I view time and time again in movies and on TV dramas. In a courtroom, all rise as the jury foreman announces the verdict, guilty. We all know that in this world, people carry a lot of guilt that never shows up in a courtroom. Take another moment and look inward. Are you carrying around some guilt? A broken relationship that was never repaired? Something said in anger that is as hard to undo as trying to put toothpaste back into a tube? Maybe the guilt is general, as in, I could have been a better daughter, a better son, a better father, or a better spouse. Sometimes the guilt is for something we've done to someone. We wish we could ask that person to forgive us, but that's not possible anymore. Death or other circumstances have taken that resolution off the table. And so it stays there in our consciousness, like an old photo taped to the mirror or an IOU stuck to the refrigerator. We feel as if it will be with us forever. Hear the words from the psalm once more. I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. In a book I have carried with me through all my years in ministry, Psalms Now, Leslie F. Brandt paraphrases the verse this way. But when I face up to my failures and confess them, when I open my guilt-ridden heart to you, O God, then I realize the blessed meaning of forgiveness. If we believe God is sovereign over all in heaven and earth, then surely we can believe that God's forgiveness is sovereign over all as well. God invites us to lay down the baggage of our guilt, to experience the blessed meaning of forgiveness. For what has God forgiven us? What is our response to this amazing gift, the healing of this great burden? We are forgiven to go and take that forgiveness and hope to others. We are to make God's love and compassion real by the way we share it with others. Pause and ponder the gift of forgiveness, the offer to put aside guilt, to carry it no more. Such a generous gift. God only asks that we live generously with all our gifts. I invite you to give thanks to our generous God of new beginnings. Open your mind to a God who knows every guilt we have carried. Open your heart to a God whose forgiveness invites us to put aside guilt. Open your eyes to a world in desperate need of God's generous compassion. Open your lives to be one who has been gifted generously and who, in return, gives generously. Holy God, create in us joyful and generous hearts, confident of your love and acceptance, and committed to living and loving as your Son Jesus gave us his example. In his holy name we pray. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this Prayers of Selah podcast and that it's offered you some time to care for your mind, body, and spirit. You're encouraged to continue reflecting on the blessing of a life connected to a God who is available to us in both the mountaintops and the valleys of our lives. We're grateful to be a part of a connected church and for the way you and your congregation are so generous in your giving and caring for others. We United Methodists make a great impact on our local communities, and together we touch the lives of people we may never meet in places we may never visit. We do this because we know we are people who have been blessed to be a blessing to others.